We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
My friends, the Bible declares, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Be not deceived. Recreation and entertainment have a greater place in our society today than ever before. Our entire social order is geared more and more to a pattern that includes extensive leisure time activities. People today are spending billions of dollars each year on various forms of recreation and entertainment. But let us not be deceived. Do not mistake recreation for dissipation. Recreation involves the recreation of one's vitality. Our world today creates many pressures and tensions that demand some form of release. Thus, true recreation is an activity that brings one to a sense of release from the routine or the tensions of daily life. Even Jesus took time to participate in activities that would create his physical and mental vitality. His personal ministry was marked by those special times when he renewed himself through various means. He frequently withdrew from the crowds, even when they were still needing his services to be healed or to be taught. Our Lord spent moments of leisure in solitude, fasting and prayer, and in feasting and celebration. However, beloved, that is the ever-present danger of deception in this matter of choosing recreation. Recreation is often confused with the activities that result in dissipation. There is a difference in recreation and dissipation. People are deceived into thinking that an experience is a recreation when it releases them from all inhibitions and plunges them into a madly stimulating, intoxicating experience which is disassociated from reality. Most such experiences are dissipation, or intemperance, and destroy vitality instead of building it. Activities that are suggestive of or related to immorality are matters that dissipate the mind. The Apostle Paul taught in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from every form of evil." Yes, we must abstain from the very appearance of evil, because it is true that a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the Bible says. The wise man of God wrote, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Proverbs 4, verse 23. Not only is the mind important in the matter of recreation, activities that dissipate the body should be avoided. This principle rules out the use of intoxicants, other hallucinatory drugs, and smoking, and even overeating, and certain sport activities that are highly dangerous. In 1 Corinthians 3, 16-17, the apostle reminds, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man destroyeth the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, and such are ye." And Paul wrote further about the Christian and his body in chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, saying, "Or know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have from God? And ye are not your own, for ye were bought with a price. Glorify God, therefore, in your body." Yes, God has some very definite teaching concerning the stewardship of our bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? The Christian family must make a choice in the matter of recreation. Christians should choose recreational activities that are profitable physically and mentally and that are in keeping with high spiritual values and ideals. Would you consider with me today some questions that should be of concern to us in guiding us in these important decisions? First, we need to ask the question, is this activity morally wrong? Some things which are labeled recreation by some people are actually immoral activities. When this is evident, no further consideration should be given to such practice. This should be the end of the matter for a Christian family. Secondly, we need to ask, how will this activity affect our character and our lives? Character is what we really are, what a person is in his heart. Reputation is what others think of us. Now, both character and reputation are important in the Christian family, and we should not hesitate to be conscious of it and to comply with it. The Christian family should seek to safeguard the character and reputation of each member of the home. In Proverbs 22, verse 1, it is revealed, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." And another important thought God would have us remember is stated in 1 Samuel 16:7. "For Jehovah seeketh not as man seeketh, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but Jehovah looketh on the heart." And in the New Testament, we can read stern warnings against activities that dissipate the mind and body, but destroy the Christian's character and reputation. Jesus declared, "But the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth out of the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart cometh forth evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, railings. These are the things which defile the man." Matthew 15:18-20. There are so many so-called recreational activities that go on today which cause the heart to have evil thoughts, lustful passions, and eventually to involve people in sinful practices. My friends, be not deceived. Listen. Not only should one ask if a thing is morally wrong, and how does it affect our character and reputation, we must ask such questions as, how will this activity influence others? Where and when and with whom will this activity take place? And will this activity hinder my Christian commitment? Each Christian has a definite responsibility to make this impact for good on others. Jesus said, "You're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. You're a city set on a hill that cannot be hid." The wrong kind of place, the wrong time, the wrong companionship, all serve to make certain activities dangerous for Christians. Paul admonishes in 1 Corinthians 15:33-34, "Be not deceived. Evil companionship corrupts good morals. Awake to soberness righteously, and sin not, for some have no knowledge of God." Ladies and gentlemen, the Christian must decline any recreation or entertainment that would demand priority over their spiritual commitments to worship and to serve Almighty God, that would hinder their influence in any community where they live. The Lord's challenge in Matthew 6:33 must become our creed in life. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." John says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Do you have misplaced affections today in the name of recreation? Or is it dissipation? The Apostle James wrote, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world maketh himself an enemy of God." Friendship with the world, love of the world, even though it might be under the guise of recreation, can be damaging, so damaging to your soul that you may be lost in eternity. Do not mistake recreation for dissipation. Be not deceived. God is not mocked.